Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Taha. In this regard, there are three different narratives which are reported in our various books, and I'll read out each of these narratives before you so that we can have a preview of what the Prophet Muhammad is allegedly has said about reading this surah and the blessings we will reap if we read this surah. Now, the first of these narratives is by Abu Huraira, reported by Abu Huraira and found in Salawi's Tafsir. And its words are, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَرَى طَاهَا وَيَاسِينَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ عَادَمْ بِأَلْفَ عَامٍ فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ الْقُرْآنَ قَالُوا تُوبَى لِلْأُمَّةِ تَقُولُ عَلَيْهَا هَذَا تُوبَى لِأَلْسِنْ تَتَكَلَّمُ بِهَذَا وَتُوبَى لِأَجْوَافْ تَحْمِلُ هَذَا. This means that the Prophet Muhammad is reported to have said that that God Almighty recited Surah Taha and Surah Yasin 2,000 years before He created Adam. And when the angels heard this Quran, they said, blessed be the Ummah which recites this Surah, and blessed be the tongues who speak out this Surah, and blessed be the hearts who have learnt this Surah by heart. So this is what this narrative says, but unfortunately it has been specified by our Hadith authorities and Rijal authorities that this narrative is concocted. Thus Abu Hatim Ibn Hibban and Ibn al-Jawzi say that this narrative is ma'zu, which means that it is fabricated and concocted. And then of course the reasons are given later on. Thus, for example, it is said that one of the narrators which is found in this narration, is Ibrahim ibn al-Muhajir, who is Za'if Munkar al-Hadith. And another narrator is by the name of Umar ibn Hafs. About him Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai. Imam Nasai says that he's Matruk al-Hadith. So in the presence of this data, we can understand why our authorities say that this narrative is concocted. Now the second of this narrative is reported by Hassan, and the words are, it is found in Salawi's Tafsir, and the words are, لا يقرأ أهل الجنة من القرآن إلا ياسين وطه, which means that the people of paradise, the dwellers of paradise, only recite Surah Yasin and Surah Taha in paradise from the Quran. Now this narrative is broken. There is an inqita, which means that the chain of narration is not adjacent. It has a severe defect in it, and therefore it cannot be relied upon. The third of these narratives is reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه, and the words are, "من قرأ سورة طه أعطي يوم القيامة ثواب المهاجرين والأنصار," which means if a person who recites Surah Taha, then on the day of judgment he shall be given this reward which is given to the Muhajirin and the Ansar. I would like to point this out that this narrative is also extremely weak because of the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be Majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai. And another opinion of Yahya ibn Ma'in about him is that he's Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's Laysa Bihujjah. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani calls him Ghayru Siqa. Abu Zura'a and Abu Hatim say that he's Za'if. Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj say that he's Matruk. And Imam Nasai also says that he's Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi says that he's Za'if al-Hadith Jiddan. Another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash about him is that he's a kazzab, he's a great liar. So we can see from these details why this narrative is, of course, it cannot be reliably traced to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of these narrators, in all probability, this narrative is concocted. So all in all, we can see that all these three narratives are not reliable at all, and they cannot be ascribed correctly to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we must disregard them. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to read the surah with a good translation. Only then we will be able to understand that surah. And of course, reflect on the meaning of that surah and also follow the message the surah has for us, and as far as possible, communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.